risen Lord.
Amen.
Happy Easter.
Lord
is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
We had thought to use those bells to bring the days of Easter, but I'm thinking just Easter Sunday.
Yay.
A woman comes home from a lengthy weekend retreat, and she walks into the home, and her family's got their beards in a while, and they're happy to see back. And she explains to them, as happens when you go to spiritual retreat, I had the most marvelous time. I made connections in aspects of my life I hadn't thought of before. I had resentments and burdens that were relieved from me. I made a connection to the gospel of what I never had before. I feel like my life is on fire and on purpose. I know exactly what God is calling me to do. I can't wait to get at it. I am just totally thrilled and filled with the Holy Spirit. And she looks around and she sees through the whole interesting way the sink is filled up with dishes. She looks upstairs and she notices the door is open and all the dirty clothes are on the floor. She looks at her family gathered there, happy to see her. And says, how come none of you change? Not to twist the dynamics of the Holy Trinity, but I imagine Jesus ascended into heaven and make the God say, okay, what's different? What changed? You know, you and I live in systems. We live in groups. We live in organisms. You could say organizations, but call it organisms. Corporation comes from the Latin word, from corpus, meaning the body, corpus Christi, the body of Christ. We live in the midst of systems. A garden is a system that has its own ecology. Your family is a system with its own ecology. The company you work for has its own ecosystem. And we're formed by those things. They shape us. So if you're a student in school, each school has its own ethos, its own sense of itself. Wherever you are in life, you're part of it. You're not really on your own. You're formed, imagine. You know how it is when you go back to the family unit, you're firstborn. You're firstborn no matter how old you are. You're baby of the family. You are baby of the family no matter how old you are. Am I not right?
Yes.
Charlie. Right? No matter how old you are, you're going to be here. But that happens at Apple. You're in a system, and it finds you. It's part of it that you can try and change. You can go away for a weekend and three and have this great experience, but you go back. And the system doesn't want you to change. People who have had families of alcohol and other diseases of addiction in them know exactly what that's like. They get out of treatment habit and they go back into that system again. They use it as in a certain way. So change is so hard to do because the rest of the world, the system, the mind, the corpus, the people that are like, don't know what to do with us when we're different. And it will force the shapes to be in the same kind of way. Eight words to call church. We never did it that way. Eight words will give a church life or eternity. We never did that way before. Right? Changing the system is difficult. What did Jesus do? So when Jesus reports home, the Godhead is fulfilled, and in Jesus it happens, the life, death, and resurrection of Christ is meaningful to those of us on earthly pilgrimage for any number of manifold reasons. It sounds mysterious. One of which is Easter Sunday. One of which is that the world changed on that hinge moment, that fulcrum of the universe that took place at the resurrection. What was it? What is that thing today that we focus on? Is the power to become raised and live a resurrected life. Especially when the systems we live in refuse to commit and the greatest refusal the system you and I live in is that system of apathy. You know, the lions in the Colosseum did nothing to destroy Christianity. Not nearly as much as the power of self, the distraction of many things. That the faith was just one choice among many. The unique character of the resurrection is dissipated and diluted by all concerns and consuming things of our life. And the life doesn't want another change is possible for us. The most profound text I got all week in Hollywood from all my colleagues around the country and around the world and Canada together was headline. The United States launches the most expensive bomb and the heaviest bomb in history, called Mother of All Bombs, exploding in Afghanistan. In other news, Sovereign News took all his garments and knelt down and washed his disciples' feet. The power of Jesus is not in control, blowing things up. The power of Christ is the fact that you can go into your system and you can be different, and it doesn't matter what the system wants you to be. You can know that you've been raised with Christ. That you can live apart. And you can find other people and you can call them too to live apart. And you can meet them to be a resident alien in your universe. That it has made such a difference to you that your values are so different, you're just walking through the moment. Not being distracted by all the things coming your way. By the fire hose of information coming at you in today's world. And you can have your own garden. Mary, she was not part of the resurrection. She supposed Jesus was just a gardener. Her mind did not permit her world, and she wanted the system to go back to where it was. I get care of it. That's my job. That's how I understand myself. My role is to care for the dead, to anoint it, to wrap it, to be merciful to it, to weep and say my prayers. And every year I'll come back to the stone and put a stone on it. Supposing Jesus to be guarded. So our Lord is the one who's going to break the system in which we define ourselves. Our Lord of Resurrection is going to say no. Your death is not the last word. No, the corruption of the world is not the end of it all. No, your hopelessness in the things and the powers of this world, the trust that you have in these other systems will fail you, but not me. When I am weak, then am I strong. The resurrection is built on the crucifixion, is built on the powerlessness of Jesus. It's a system built on violence and repression. Will not stop the power of the Almighty. And the power of the Almighty will be known in weakness. And you will be able to stand, and nothing will stand against you if Jesus is with you. Jesus is your system by which you define all others, you will derive an immense power and authority in your world. I will understand in the way you change things. I am only alive today because I have seen the power of the people in Christ in them. My job is to share that with you. And your job is to share that with somebody else who needs you. Who needs to help them help, your help, help them break the system in which they live. Because the system we live and move and have our being, none of it in the wisdom of Christ. It's perfectly meaningless. Because it's authority over every aspect of our life. Stand apart. We stand together. This, for me, is an icon of the power of Christ. Because it's not just a painting. It's a painting done by a couple dozen people over 7 weeks. Drawn by an acolyte or an overlay. With a pencil and then filled in. You don't get that any other way than together. We never did that before. In your life. We never did it like that before. This is how you will be raised to life.